It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball this afternoon. In the heart of America Athletic Conference, a doubleheader as Benedictine plays host to Mount Mercy out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph back in the KAIR-FM Horton Atchison Studios, doing the engineering and the production and, you know, the complicated things that are well beyond me. And we appreciate him for being there and what he does. Tom Couch with you courtside. A couple of teams who have met once already this season. Ravens traveling up to Cedar Rapids for the first pairing between these teams. And frankly, that one didn't go well. Benedictine coming up on the short end by 10, 82 to 72 on the road. Today's game, senior day, so there are obviously going to be some adjustments because of that, and this is a game that means a lot. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Talk about the starters. Talk about the implications of this game and the fact that there are only two games left in the regular season after today. All that and the tip-off when we return to the Nola Gym right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Papa John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on Care Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, msCnews.net. That's msCnews.net.
Acheson Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
And Robert, welcome back once again to the Nolan Gymnasium. The PA guy, he's introduced to the crowd, the starters to the crowd. Really nice crowd, by the way, and they continue to file in. We anticipate a couple of more high school groups that are going to be coming in for this one today. So we look forward to being here with them. And here are your starters. First of all, for Mount Mercy. They come into the ball game today 16-9 overall, 14-8 in the conference under fourth season head coach Tim Shuring. And they're going to be starting. Oh, goodness, I forget to turn on the lights. Hang on, Joseph. They're going to be starting this afternoon. Wait a minute. We can't even get the lights to go on. There we go. They're going to have Maddie Marple. Mally is a 5'10" junior from Honolulu, Hawaii, out of the University of Alaska Anchorage. You're also going to have Anais Bonamason, the 6-foot senior from Agen, France, out of Metro State and Denver. Madison Skelton is a 5'8 sophomore guard from Prairie Village, Kansas, St. Thomas Aquinas High School, and transferring out of Emporia State. From the University of Nebraska, Kearney, a hometown of Lamar's, Iowa, it's the 6'2" senior Madison Drinkman, and rounding it out out of Waukon, Iowa, at 5'7", the junior, Annika Hennington. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens in 22nd season, head coach Chad Folsom. Lady Ravens coming in today at 17-8, 15-6 in the conference. Lady Ravens, it is senior day, so you know what you're going to do when you have five seniors? You're starting some seniors, right? For Benedictine, it'll be Allie Kramer, 5'7" from Nemaha Central in Seneca, Kansas. Josie Weiser, Northville, Kansas native from Jefferson County North, 5'11". Riley Wade from Olathe, Kansas, 5'9". You'll have Aaliyah Rain. She's a Jeff West High School product out of Meriden, Kansas at 5'8". And starting at the post from Mustang, Oklahoma, it'll be 6'3" Kyra Misuraka. Benedictine coming into the game again. 17-8, Mount Mercy, right with them, 16-9. In the conference, Benedictine 15-6. Mount Mercy, right behind them at 14-8. And so for the Lady Ravens, this game is huge, okay? The women need to try to secure at least that first-round home game. And for them to do that, they're going to have to win one of the last, at least one, or actually preferably more than that, of the last three games of the year. When you look at how the conference is shaping up, Clark is on top at 20-1. Grandview is 18-4. We got them next week. Benedictine 15-6. Mid-America 14-7. Mount Mercy 14-8. So you've got five teams crowded up at the top, three of them within a game of that third and fourth place spot. Huge game for the ladies today. With that said, the ball goes up the tip of the way. Benedictine is going to control it down. We're underway. Lady Ravens in a home white with red and black. Mount Mercy in the navy and gold. Turning around, the spinning shot. Good, Mr. Rocker for two. And Benedictine has broken out in front. 2-0. We're just moments into the ball game. Back out on top of the Mount Mercy with a basketball. He'll get it to Bonamason out into the lane. The spinning shot is up, in and out, no good. Dreckman unable to put that one in, and Benedictine's going to bring it back the other way. Raymond's all the way down the floor with it. Driving in is going to be Range. She will spin and shoot, can't get it. Rebound tipped at Riley Wade. Out on top is going to be Josie Weiser. Dumps it back over to the right side. Now the feet into the lane, and Wade is going to bounce it off her right foot. Going to go flying out of bounds to the Courtside Cafe, and it'll come back in again to Mount Mercy. We're almost a minute into the game. I'm going to relocate some stuff, Joseph. I don't like that buzz and hum. I think that helps it. We're a minute in now, 2-0 Benedictine. Mount Mercy will take it down to the left block. Looking into the middle, it's going to be Bonamason. Has to lob it back out on top. She'll go way up high. Back to the free throw line. It's going to be batted away, and it's Missy Rocker reached over Bonamason's shoulder. She will pick up her first foul this afternoon. So Kyra will have foul number one of the opening quarter. And at 8:49 to play, 20 seconds goes back on the shot clock. We're just in the way here in the game. Early opening quarter. Driving around to the right side. Skelton feeds in the middle. Bonamason across the lane. And 3 seconds is the call. Mount Mercy's trying to get this ball in the middle. Okay, I mean, it's very obvious they want to try to play inside here this afternoon. Even though the last time these two teams met, Mount Mercy made a season-high 10 three-pointers, shooting 52.9% from three in that game. Raven's back down court with the ball, leading it 2-0. Here's Josie. She'll go three. She's been hot. That one's going to be wide to the right. And as the rebound comes down, it'll get out of play and come back into Mount Mercy. Yeah, a lot of time these two teams met. Again, we mentioned that was back on the 6th of January in Cedar Rapids. And Mount Mercy currently ranks third in the conference with 3-point shooting at 35.3%, averaging almost 7 three-pointers a game. And yet they are working so hard to get the ball to the middle. Put a shot up from inside the lane. Will go, gets an offensive rebound, and going to dribble it back out on top. For Benedictine, they're having Wednesday at Park, their lowest offensive performance this year. And Benedictine just struggled to get anything to go. Now, the Ravens coming up with a rebound. A shot on the other end is up and good. Mr. Rock of the rebound. The drive to the other end of the court by Allie Kramer. And she draws a foul and will come to the line. Nice job by Allie. She just took that, flew down the court. The foul is going to be on Skelton, and the free throw is good. So the Lady Ravens extend their lead. It is 5-0 Benedictine, 7:43 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. And the ball is going to be knocked away. Benedictine coming up with it, and here comes Reigns. Racing down the court, straight down the top. Pulls up, 15-foot shot, no good. Rebound tipped again, and I think we'll get a foul on. Yeah, it's going to be on Riley Wade. It'll be her first. So for the Lady Ravens, team foul two. Mustangs have committed one. And back up with it, here comes Mount Mercy. The alliteration makes it a little tough. Mount Mercy Mustang. So probably won't do a lot of that today. Here's a feed to the right side of the lane. It's batted away and stolen again by Allie Kramer. The Benedictine senior races up the board, takes it down the left side. Nines into the lane. Now cuts it across, and as her pass to the baseline is going to be deflected, knocked out of bounds, it will be Lady Raven basketball at their offensive end. 7:07 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with a 5-0 lead in the early minutes. Kramer holding it above her head, just to the right side of the lane at the baseline, brings it into Josie. Weiser, left-hand dribble, crosses the lane, goes in with the right hand, and running a layup is going to be off the mark. And a rebound swept down by Mount Mercy and Anais Bonamason. Here come the Mustangs. Up with it is going to be Anika Headington. Headington dumps it over to the left side to Dreckman. Manny goes all the way to the baseline. Brings it back off on top. Gets it there to Bonamason. Once again, it's going to be Dreckman with the ball. She'll turn around to the baseline, put a shot on the sway. It's no good, and we're going to have quickly a second foul by Riley Wade. She looks really frustrated with that call. And it's 6:45 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine will make a trio of substitutions. Into the game for Benedictine, We're going to get Jennifer Jacobs. First free throw's up, and it won't go in. So Jennifer Jacobs into the game, and second free throw rattles around, and it is going in. And we're going to get a timeout, so we'll reset that lineup when we get back. We're taking a break here in the Nolan. 6:45 to go with the opening quarter. Benedictine, Lady Ravens, 5, Mount Mercy, 1.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we come out of the timeout, Lady Ravens come up court with the basketball, leading at 5-1. Coming into the game after the last free throw, Kennedy Nicholson, Jennifer Jacobs, and Riley Roddinghouse. They're out there with Reigns and Kramer, and BC's going to turn it over on that upcourt play. Kennedy Nicholson, of course, a 5'6 junior from Eisenhower High School in Goddard. You've got another Wichita area native out of Kingpin. It's 6'1 junior Jennifer Jacobs, and rounding it out, Riley Roddinghouse, the 6'3 junior from Seneca, Kansas. Shot goes up at the baseline left for Mount Mercy. It will not go in. Out of bounds off Benedict, and back it will come in to the Lady Mustangs. Mustangs are going to bring in a couple of new players. It's Carly Croakman and Tatum Griffin. Both check into the game. So inbound, the quick shot, in and out. No! Kramer with another rebound, and here comes the BC offense. Lady Ravens coming up the court with it over to the right side. The shot from underneath is up and good. Jennifer Jacobs for 2. So Jacobs will pick up her first point to the game, and the Lady Ravens stretch their lead now to 7-1. We are 5:49 and rolling along in the opening quarter. Mount Mercy over 4 minutes into the game, still without a field goal. A single free throw, and they're 1 of 2 from there. Here's a long three, top of the key, off the mark, offensive rebound. Backing in, Headington puts it back up, missed again, rebound on the floor. 3 players dive after it, and a jump ball gets called in the middle of the lane. And you've got Allie Kramer, again, coming off the bottom of that stack. Here is the senior in Allie Kramer, who's now checking out of the game. She is out there giving it today. Missed the last game down at Park. She was ill, and so she wants to make up a little ground, and she has been playing really, really well. BC is going to go to the bench, give her a little bit of a breather. And into the game is going to come Lauren Dubert for BC. Nicholson, Dubert, Jacobs, Rain, Roddinghouse. Shot from the top. No good for 3, and another Benedictine rebound. This time it's going to be Kennedy. Nicholson raises it down the court, kicks it over to the right side in front of the Mount Mercy bench. Kicks it down to the baseline, gets it all the way down there, feeds in the middle, running shot, up and good range. It's this Jacobs. So the layup is good, and Aaliyah Reigns with her first points of the game puts Benedictine in front now 9-1, and we're inside 5. Opening quarter. Mount Mercy can't buy a bucket. Here's an easy layup from the right side that is going to be up and in. And Mount Mercy on the board. Madison Dreckman has all 3 of their points, and it is 9-3 Benedictine. Dubert dumps it over to the right side to Reigns, the only player for BC who's not rotated out of the game yet, having started today. And as she backs in, stumbles, travels, Lady Ravens are going to turn it back over. And now it will be Reigns checking out. Josie Weiser back in for her. Weiser, Roddinghouse, Jacobs, Dubert, and Nicholson, the Benedictine 5. Griffin, Skelton. Who we got out there? Dreckman, Krogman, and Headington. For Mount Mercy, the 3 wide to the right side. Rebounding it down is going to be Dubert. Benedictine runs it up. BC over to the left side. Into the lane goes Kennedy. Her shot partially deflected and getting the ball, also getting the arm, and we're going to have a Mount Mercy foul. Fisher comes over to let us know the whistle on Hennika Headington. It'd be her first foul of the game and Mount Mercy's second team foul today. Coming to the free throw line for the Lady Ravens, Kennedy Nicholson puts it up, puts it in. She's got her first point of the game. Lady Ravens now leading at 10-3 at the 4:07 mark of the opening quarter. Kennedy, 20 of 31 at the free throw line this season. Hit the first and hits the second. 11-3 Benedictine. For the second time this afternoon, Lady Ravens lead by 8. Around the right side with the basketball is going to be Griffin from Mount Mercy. Feeds down to the back door. Looking across Krogman. No room there. Comes out on top. Three-pointer. And there it is. Launched and hit. And Madison Dreckman has done all of the damage for Mount Mercy so far. She has all 6 points for the Lady Mustangs. 11-6 BC. We're 3.5 to go in quarter number 1 here at the Nolan Gymnasium. Ravens will have it deep in the left corner. Dubert, little skip pass to Roddinghouse. Out on top, Josie. She'll take it off the left elbow. Work to the baseline. Brings it out on top. Ravens are going to rotate it in the pass into the middle for Jacobs. Is a little too tall, but fortunately for Benedictine, as that was happening in the middle, a foul is committed by Mount Mercy over on the side. Ravens are going to have it back in at the baseline with 3:22 to play in the opening quarter. 20 put back on the shot clock. The foul is on Krogman. Out on top, BC, right side, Dubert falling away, puts it off the window and in. Lawrence, first bucket of the afternoon. It's 13-6 Benedictine. We're down to 3 minutes ago in the opening quarter. Game has started off well for the Lady Ravens. Here's Krogman with it, top of the key. It's batted away, stolen by the Lady Ravens. Benedictine brought Nicole Stork in now. Left side, Dubert, 3, Kansas. Lauren Dubert, back-to-back buckets, knocks in 5. And the Lady Ravens for the first time today leading at double figures. It is 16-6. 2:40 to go in the opening quarter. Mount Mercy looking for an answer. Driving shot down the baseline, right, no. Rebound, Benedictine, Stork coming up with the rebound. Dubert brings it up the floor. Gets a beautiful screen from Jacobs. Can't connect on the driving layup. That was a great screen set up on the right side of the lane. And by the way, that was Roddinghouse who set that screen. Shot missing, rebound going to be tipped out of bounds. And it will be off Stork. Back to Mount Mercy. So give Roddinghouse that effort at that assist. Ravens are going to rotate in and out again. Weiser out of the ball game, and back in is going to come Allie Kramer, or Leah Kramer. 2:12 left, opening quarter. Mount Mercy across the free throw line. Now down the right side, reversing into the middle of the lane, and an easy 6-footer up and good. Headington, first person not named Croak Dreckman to score here today, and it is 16-8. We go inside, 2 minutes of play in the opening quarter. 16-8, Lady Ravens out front. Top side, the 3 for Kennedy. Off the rim, rebound underneath Reigns, follows it up, won't get it. And this time it's going to be boarded down by Krogman. Back up with it comes Mount Mercy. At 1.5 to go in the opening quarter. Game moving along pretty briskly. Bonna Mason will have it on the left side, dumps it in the middle of Krogman. She'll drive across the lane, shot blocked! Knocked to the ground by Roddinghouse. Here comes BC. Ravens are 2-on-4, and very wisely, Reigns will bring it back on top. Right side, Dubert goes to the corner, brings it back. Roddinghouse will go for 3, a little too strong. Rebound underneath Nicholson, hits the layup from beneath the goal. Kennedy Nicholson scoring inside, outside, putting her team back up again by 10. 1 minute to go in the first. Lady Ravens up 18-8. The feed to the top of the key. Krogman turns and shoots and knocks down a long 2. 18-10. 50 seconds left in the first. He'll skip pass over to the right side. Comes back off on top. Looking in the middle. Dubert. Back it goes to Kennedy. And Nicholson has her shot deflected. Mount Mercy is going to rebound it back down and bring it up the floor. Quickly taking it down the left side in front of the scorer's table. With the ball into the floor court, it's going to be Marple. The pass to the left side, way out of reach. It's going to go harmlessly into the crowd. And Benedictine will have it back in play. Lady Ravens continue to rotate players in and out. Now Mount Mercy is going to bring in another one. The Benedictine five right now will be Miss Uraka and Reigns with Tubert. Inbounding it is going to be Stork. And to bring it up the floor, you're going to have Allie Kramer. Headington, Krogman, Bonamason, Marple, and Griffin in for Mount Mercy. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, down toward the end of the opening quarter. Reigns to the baseline, in trouble, 4 seconds, lobs it out to the top. Kramer, got to put up a shot, it's off her hand, and there's no foul. First quarter in the book. We got a timeout on the floor here at the Nolan Gymnasium. It is a full house, great to see. After one, the Lady Ravens 18, Mount Mercy 10.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benedict is shooting the ball pretty well in the opening quarter. He's 44% of their shots, but only one of four from outside. Mount Mercy hitting 22% of their shots, and also one of four from the outside. Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium, everybody. You look at the numbers, Mount Mercy's just not playing that badly. They've out-rebounded Benedictine 12-11 in the opening quarter, including six offensive boards. All right, they have turned it over only four times in the opening quarter. I mean, Mount Mercy is not playing that badly. Just need to get a few more shots to drop for them. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, it was a really good first half, and the key to it was getting out to that big lead early on, jumping out 5-0 and then 9-1 and ultimately up by 10 at 16-6. Here we go to the second quarter. Lady Ravens are going to have Kramer, Dubert, Reigns, Stork, and Miss Uraka. And that's the same five that were out there at the end of the second, or at the end of the opening quarters, because start now starting the second. BC round the left side, Miss Uraka deep in the left corner. Long cross-court pass across the baseline. The feed in the middle, and it's going to get away from Stork, taken away by Mount Mercy. Headington coming up with a free basketball, gets it up to Dreckman. She'll take it down the left side of the lane, pulls up about 3 steps outside the side of the lane. Feeds it into the middle, and now the ball is going to be thrown away in Mount Mercy. It looks like they're just pushing too hard, trying to go too quickly, and ultimately being an enemy of themselves. Ravens back up the floor. 9:20 to go in the opening half. Benedictine with a basketball. Lady Ravens up 8. So feed to the right block to Miss Uraka. She would just from there turn, and I think Dreckman got a hand on that ball a little bit as it seemed like the trajectory moved, and the missed shot is rebounded back down to the Mustangs. Mount Mercy up the floor with it. Right side. Back it away. 16-footer rolls around and good in the first points for Bonamason. So, Anais Bonamason out of Agen, France, makes it 18-12. Lady Ravens lead cut to a half dozen. Here's Stork with the basketball out on top. Kramer back over to Dubert. She'll lob in the middle. Miss Uraka back over to Stork. She'll launch a three that is well short. And the long rebound is going to be cleared away by Mount Mercy. Here they come. Into the game for the first time for Mount Mercy is going to be Struke. And here's a three, top of the key. Oh, that was a pretty shot from way outside by Dreckman. And suddenly that Benedictine lead is one possession. It is 18-15. With just over 8 minutes to go in the first half. Up forward to basketball, Dubert. Beautiful pass to a cutter across the baseline, and Alec Kramer, who lays it up and in. Dubert the assist, Kramer has 5. 20-15, Benedictine, as we go inside 8. The shot from the outside, it's another Mount Mercy 3. This one is going to be off the hands of Sadie Strukin. In the first game, they brought Sadie in to shoot the outside shot. She did it. They brought her in today, and so far, it's the same result. It is now a two-point game, 20-18, 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Way up high with the basketball, Miss Uraka gets it to Dubert. She'll shoot from about 17 and miss it. And rebound, stolen back, Miss Uraka. Skips it right side, Lauren. Crosses underneath. Reverse layup. Got it, plus one. That was a great sequence. And it all started with Miss Uraka pursuing the missed shot, not giving up the rebound, just automatically to about mercy. Able to recover it, let her team come back down, and then they worked that little backdoor reverse layup. So foul is going to be on Bonna Mason. It's going to be her first foul of the game. The bucket for Lauren Dubert, her 7th points of the game as she leads Benedictine in scoring. The free throw makes it 8 points for her. And Lady Ravens go back up 5, 23-18 at 7-11 to go in the opening half. Topside with it is Mount Mercy. Mustangs around the right side. Here's a shot from the outside for a 3. No. Rebound underneath in the lane. Trapped down there. Got to get rid of the ball. And there's the 3-second call. Excellent defense by Benedictine. And back comes the Lady Raven offense. And up over to basketball, BC. Out on top is going to be Lauren Juber. 6:40 to play in the first half. Lady Ravens right side, backing in. Kramer finally twisting and turning, puts it out the window. No rebound's going to be slapped around and finally swept down by Mount Mercy. Headington comes down with the basketball. Mustangs up the floor. They'll dish it over to the left side, way outside, way above the 3-point ring. Comes back on top to Bonna Mason. She'll feed in the middle where the ball is going to be dislodged. It's on the floor, rolling around, and the Ravens are going to pick it up. Here comes Benedictine. Dubert down the floor, gets it back behind her to Kramer. Feeds to the block, in the lane, turning around. JJ shot up and in and one. Jennifer Jacobs, having just come into the ball game, got fouled by Headington. It'll be her 2nd, and Jacobs collects her 4th, looking for her 5th point here today. With still 6:06 to go. The free throws. The gym gets really, really quiet. The free throw is good for Jennifer Jacobs. And one more shot coming here. The ball coming in for Mount Mercy. 6 minutes to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens with that 3-point play of Forge, a 26-18 lead. Here's a long 3, top of the key, off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be Rain. She'll bring it down the court, taking it down the right side, accelerates all the way to just short of the baseline, pulls a dribble up there, comes out on top, Miss Uraka, goes from 15, doesn't get it. Nobody defended her, and it was like basically a free throw, but couldn't get it to fall. Back up court, here comes Mount Mercy. 5.5 to go in the first quarter, or in the first half. 5.5 to go in the first half, second quarter, 26-18 Ravens. The pass over to the baseline right. It's going to be just out of reach of Madison Dreckman and off her fingertips. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Mount Mercy. Joseph, it's a good time for us to enjoy this break. Let's do it. Time out of the court. We're at 5:28 to go in the opening half here in Athens and Kansas. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 26. Mount Mercy, 18.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big, and the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
to Senior Day here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Connecticut's Lady Ravens have led throughout this game, jumped out 2-0, haven't looked back, leading it right now. 26-18, they have been up by as many as 10. Joseph, our producer, is here in the studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and Lady Ravens coming out of the timeout, bring it up the floor. They've got Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, and Roddinghouse out there. Top side is going to be Kramer. The Jacobs. Ravens very patiently work the outside. Now the feed in the middle of Jennifer. Changes directions. Little underhand layup, but she'll knock it down again. That's kind of the signature shot for Jennifer Jacobs as she twists one way and the other, and after the defender commits, she goes up with that little underhand finger roll kind of a shot off the backboard. 15-footer from the left side of the free throw line is up and no good for Mount Mercy, and the Ravens bringing it back. 4:44 to go in the half. BC up 10, equaling their largest lead so far this afternoon. Reigns will get it out on top between the circles. And Nicholson to Kramer. Jacobs now. Lobs in the middle, and there's nobody there. Whoever she was looking for had vacated that area, and Mount Mercy coming up with an easy turnover and down the floor, down 10. Back and in, shooting off the window, and it won't go in for Dreckman. Benedictine taking it the other way, and a baseball pass to the other end of the floor. Just too much stuff on that one. And it's going to go out of bounds, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Coach Folsom on his feet sees something and going to see if he can make some kind of an adjustment. We're going to take a timeout while he does that. Joseph, another break, down to 4:12 to go in the first half. Lady Ravens, 28, Mount Mercy, 18.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Other games going on around the conference this afternoon. There's one other noon game, which finds Missouri Valley at Clark. And at 2 o'clock, the rest of the conference pretty much gets underway with Central Methodist at Park, Peru hosting Penn, Baker at Culver Stockton, and Graceland at Mid-America. Welcome back here to the Nolan Gymnasium. 3:50 to go in the first half. Lady Ravens with a 10-point lead, 28-18. Mount Mercy coming out of the timeout, has the basketball, takes a long shot from deep in the right corner as the shot clock was winding down, and it is very short, hits the side of the rim and flies back out of bounds. Benedictine will be putting it in play and bringing it up the floor. Walking it across the timeline, Allie Kramer goes right side. Kennedy Nicholson looks into the free throw line, and they try to go back door for Roddinghouse, but quick-handed defender gets in there, slaps that ball away. And Krogman's going to get deflected into the hands of Tatum Griffin. Back down with it comes Mount Mercy, and a crossover layup is up and good, and a plus one this time for the Lady Mustangs. The foul on Riley Roddinghouse. It is her first. It is Benedictine's, second quarter foul. I would say this, the crew here today not calling a ton of fouls. Two by Mount Mercy, one by Benedictine in this quarter. Lady Ravens are going to rotate, bring Josie Weiser back in. Josie getting this starting nod today. Always plays a lot. Free throws up and good. And so Madison Dreckman is already in double-figure scoring. A dozen points for Dreckman. And I'm not sure she's been out of the game. If so, it could not have been for over a minute. Baseline three for Kennedy. Spins out. Rebound. Josie with the put back. Josie Weiser collects her first points of the day. And it's 30-21 Benedictine. And we're at 2:40 to play in the opening half. Women's college basketball this afternoon on CARE Radio in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The guy's game coming up after this one. A driving shot from the right side of the lane is going to be up and good for Krogman. Her 4 points today. 30-23 BC. Lady Ravens have led by double figures, now up by seven. And back on offense, Josie from deep in the right corner. 3 point shot, nope. And the long rebound by Dreckman. Mount Mercy taking it back the other way. Again, I started mentioning the guys' game coming up after this one, an anticipated 2 o'clock tip off for the boys. Driving shot down the left side of the lane, and it is going to be up and good. Now, the bucket is good for Malia Marple. But here's the thing. She complained to the official. Give her the bucket. She wanted to foul on top of it. The official goes, no, no. She was stepping back. There was no contact, so she does not get that. Now, here's the feed underneath and the shot off the window with the assist to Tubert. The bucket by Roddinghouse. Her first points today. And it's 32-25. Again, Benedictine by seven. And the clock rolling along. It seems like bristly. We're down to a minute and a half to go in the first half. Baseline three. Rainbow shot. No. Rebounded off the floor by Riley Wade. And here comes BC. Dubert to Nicholson to Wade. Wade standing up very high. Near the center circle, kicks it over to Nicholson, back out on top. Josie to the free throw line. Wade will turn from 15, can't get it. Rebounding it back. Here comes Mount Mercy. 1 minute to go in the first half. Basketball way up between the circles now to Malia Marple. The lob outside the left side of the lane. The hook shot from about 13 is up and good, and Dreckman has been absolutely unstoppable today. It's now 32-27. 40 seconds left. The Benedictine lead trimmed to 5. Coach Shearing from Mount Mercy on his feet, kind of imploring his team to keep up this intensity that's brought them back in it. Nicholson for 3. No. And a rebound, Mount Mercy. Shot clock's up. Mount Mercy's going to have the final opportunity of the half. Now, Benedictine's going to go into the locker room with a lead, but it will not be the lead they thought maybe they were going to take. Right now, up 5. You could expect, I would suppose, Mount Mercy to look for 3. That's what they like. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. They will go to the block. The layup, missing. Follow shot, blocked, and that's at the buzzer. What a nice defensive play and a huge block underneath for Riley Roddinghouse on the final shot of the opening half. Teams are headed for the break, and we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back and summarize it for you. At halftime, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 32, Mount Mercy 27.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Fellow Gymnasium, it is Senior Day here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Raven dance team entertaining a really, really outstanding crowd here at the break. And as teams go to the locker room, the Lady Ravens lead by 5, 32-27. Recapping that opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Mount Mercy, I mean, you could sum it up in one player, Madison Dreckman. She's been absolutely fantastic in the first half. 14 points. Leads her team 5 of 11 shooting the ball, 2 of 3 at the free throw line. She's got 5 rebounds, well on her way to a double-double here this afternoon. Madison Dreckman, certainly, I think someone Coach is talking about to the Lady Ravens, they're going to have to try to limit her as best they can in the second half. Following Dreckman, it drops off dramatically. 4 points for Carly Krogman, 3 for Sadie Strukin, with Marple, Bonna Mason, Hennington, each with 2. Warren Benedictine, much more balanced scoring as they put 8 players in the scoring column, led by Lauren Dubert. Lauren has come off the bench to knock in 8 points for Benedictine. Jennifer Jacobs with 7. It falls into Allie Kramer's 5-4 in the first half for Kennedy Nicholson. And the 2 each, Josie Weiser, Aaliyah Raines, Riley Rottinghouse, and Kyra Mishiraka. Looking at some of the numbers from the first half, the guys' teams coming out of the court now, they're going to be warming up. We'll be talking about their game here shortly. Benedictine ended up hitting 41% of their shots in the opening half as they warmed up a little bit more at the end of the second quarter. They're 13-32. Mount Mercy is 11-33, hitting 33% of their shots from the outside. Lady Ravens, not red hot, 1-9. Mount Mercy is 3-9, 33% compared to the Ravens, 11. At the free throw line, Benedictine has helped themselves. Perfect, 5-5. Mount Mercy, 2-3. Ravens have forced 8 turnovers and have turned those into 8 points. Mount Mercy has forced 6 Raven turnovers, no points off them. The rebounding lead to Mount Mercy, 22-18, including 14 defensive rebounds and 8 offensive rebounds turned into 6 second chance points. Ravens have been dominant in the lane. You expected that coming into the game today with 24 points in the paint for Benedictine. That all said, for the Lady Ravens, a quick start put them in a good spot. They have maintained the lead throughout the game and hope to do that for the balance of the afternoon, because you've got these two teams, as we talked about it earlier, they are absolutely battling for that fourth spot, that final home game spot, 3-4. Benedictine right now in third at 17-8. And Mount Mercy is right behind them at 16-9. Again, the guys are out warming up. We're going to have their game coming up right after this one. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a recess. We'll be back to bring in the second half of the ladies' game live and then the men. But right now, with the intermission score here in the Nolan Gymnasium in Natchez on Kansas, Benedictine 32, Mount Mercy 27. We're going to send you back to the Care Sports Studios, where Joseph is preparing for you a senior day halftime.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy 2 floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, where we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball live from the Nolan with Tom Kautz, as they are playing host to Mount Mercy this afternoon. Coming up on Tuesday, we'll have JCN traveling to ACCHS. Join Tom from Effingham about 6 or so in the evening as we will have the girls' game. The boys' game will be coming along shortly thereafter. Wednesday at 5:30, we'll have Benedictine Lady Ravens as Grandview is coming to town. 7:30 is the tip-off time for the men's game. Join us Thursday night for Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20 in the evening. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball as we've got ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge. Join us about 6 p.m. for the girls' games. The boys should take to the court at 8. The scoreboard show will follow those games. Saturday brings us to the last regularly seasoned BC game as the Ravens are on the road at Graceland. Join us at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court at 4. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Cook a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Corrido. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
It's early in the day, and we only have 2 games in play right now. At the half, Clark is leading Missouri Valley 42-27. And in this game, we've got the Benedictine Lady Ravens up 32 to Mount Mercy's 27. I'll be back in just a moment with the current conditions.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
The display cases are overflowing at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. The disposable section has never been this big. And the alternative section, the kind of products that give you that certain lift, is expanding nearly every week. Your favorite juices are on the shelves. Pod devices are affordable and plentiful. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9. Sundays, 12 noon to 7.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Taking a look outside right now here in Atchison, Kansas, we're sitting at 25.5 degrees. It feels like 15 out there with the wind out of the west at 10 miles per hour. The relative humidity is at 53%, the dew point is 10 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is falling at 30.043 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz at the court in just a moment.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus at Atchison, Kansas, where the guys' teams have warmed up. Don't forget, we have men's college basketball coming up here on Kit Radio at about 2 o'clock, and I feel like we're in good shape to be very punctual with that one here this afternoon. Lady Ravens here at halftime, leading by 5, 32-27 over the visitors from Mount Mercy. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing, engineering, handling that halftime business and doing it well. Joseph, thank you very much. I'm sure he probably mentioned, but I will reiterate that there's one other game going on in the conference. The ladies' game has began at noon, and that is Missouri Valley, who's traveled to Clark. Probably wishing that they had training at halftime. 42-27. Clark, number 5 in the nation. A single loss team. Oh, yeah, that loss came to Benedictine, too. So, there's that. Lady Ravens on senior day today. Starting all of that senior group, but right now we get set to go to the second half. Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, Misuranka are going to be the Lady Raven 5. Mount Mercy with Marple, Bonamason, Skelton, Dreckman, Hennington. A lot of multi-syllabic surnames there as we get underway. The ball belongs to the Lady Mustangs. We're at it. Third quarter underway. Mount Mercy going left to right here in the second half, and we're going to have a little contact, and Reigns is lying on the floor but did not commit the foul. The whistle is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs, so she will have her first foul of the second half, or first foul of the day. Ravens have their first foul of the second half. It comes into the right block, falling away from 12. It is up and good. And Annika Hennington collects her fourth point here tonight, or this afternoon. 32-29. 9:20 to play in the third quarter. Benedictine with a basketball, and out on top with it, Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy takes it down the right side of the lane, drives all the way to the block, rotates it back out, right wing, down the feet underneath. Misuraka turns and shoots from about 8. It's going to be well short, That thing must have been touched and deflected to have been that short. And up with it will come Mount Mercy. Flying down, it's going to be Skelton. Now the shot from the left. It's a 3-2 strong. Rebound, Jacobson. Here comes Benedictine. Nicholson taking it up the far sideline. 8:49 to go in the third. Lady Ravens with the ball, clinging now to a 3-point lead at 32-29. The feed to the right side of the block. Backing in, Kyra goes up, doesn't get it, gets her own rebound, puts it up and in, but I think prior to the follow shot, a foul is called. It is. It's going to be on Madison Dreckman. Her first foul of the game. So wipe that bucket away. And instead, Kyra Mishiraka coming to the free throw line. She's a 23-40 free throw shooter, 57% shooter on the season. Free throw. Oh, it hung on the front edge and it goes in. So Kyra's third point today. Lady Ravens go back up by four. 8:35 to go. The gym gets really quiet. Second free throw does not go in. Benedictine by four. 8.5 to go in the third quarter. And up for the basketball, it's Mount Mercy. Twisting and turning over on the left side with the basketball is going to be Bonna Mason. Now she's going to lose the handle on it, and the Ravens are going to get it back on the far side. Right in front of the student section across the way. And 8:19 left in the third. Allie Kramer walks it up. Long, hard look at the Benedictine bench where Coach Folsom sends in what he would like to see happen. Here's Jacobs out on top. Back to Jacobs, who loses it off her foot, and the Ravens will turn it over. Down at the baseline. 8 minutes to go, third quarter. Mount Mercy brings it in, and bringing it up the floor is going to be Dreckman. Again, Dreckman, not when you look out of the floor, you don't expect her to be the player who's bringing it up because she brings a lot of height to that position at 6'2", and not only is she the tallest player on the Mount Mercy team, maybe one of the better ball handlers on the club. And now we're going to get a Benedictine foul. It will be Kyra Mishiraka picking up her second. And before the free throws, we're going to get a timeout taken by Mount Mercy, surprisingly. So let's take a break. What do you say, Joseph? 7:46 to go in the third quarter here in Atchison. Benedictine's Lady Ravens 33, Mount Mercy 29.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Back with you here in Nolan Gymnasium. Neither of these teams has really come out of the locker room to begin the second half. Just exactly razor sharp and red hot in the first free throw for Mount Mercy. And then it's Bonna Mason. No good. One more shot coming up. Bonna Mason is a 73% free throw shooter on the season. Gets the second one, picking up her third point of the day, making it 33-30. And again, Lady Ravens leading it by a single possession. Down at 7:40 to go in the third quarter. Reigns tries to get a pass in the middle to Jacobson. It's going to be stolen away up the floor with the Mount Mercy. That is going to be Malia Marple with the steal. She'll dump it over to the right side to Dreckman. Dreckman has been so good today. Drives into the lane, spins. The shot's going to be on its way. And I thought maybe the ball was dislodged from her hand by Jacobs. But they're going to say instead, Kyra collecting her third foul. And she's coming right out. So Miss Uraka coming out of the ball game, and Benedictine will bring Riley Roddinghouse back in. 7:20 to go in the third quarter, and the first free throw for Dreckman, no good. So she's 2 of 4 at the free throw line this afternoon. 69% free throw shooter on the season, hits the second one, and the Ravens lead continues to evaporate. It's now 33-31, 7-11 to go in the third. Kennedy Nicholson starts into the lane, goes over to the baseline left. Allie Kramer dribbles it back up topside. Now between the circles it goes to Rodinghouse. Reigns spins into the lane, turns and shoots and knocks it in. That's a big shot for Aaliyah Reigns, who had not scored since the opening quarter, putting the Lady Ravens up by four, 35-31. At 6:45 to go in the third quarter, back up the floor, it'll be Mount Mercy. Now stepping inside the defender. Now it's a pretty little shot that took a minute to roll in, but Madison Skelting picks up her first point today. And it's 35-33. Once again, Benedictine up only a pair. The ball gets out on top, and it's a long three. Won't fall for Kramer, and a rebound swept down Mount Mercy. A huge opportunity for the Lady Mustangs to take their first lead of the game. And from underneath, the shot fails, and the rebound is going to be saved in the corner. Good hustle by Bonna Mason. Mount Mercy back with the basketball. Shot clock is rolled down out of 13. The three from the left side. Won't go. Ravens board it down. Here's Benedictine. Outlets to JJ. On the floor, two times finger roll, scores it. Jacobs with nine. That was a big exchange as BC dodges a bit of a bullet there and goes up by four. Maintaining that lead, forcing Mount Mercy to battle from behind is a big part of this. And here's a shot at the baseline. Won't go. Offensive board followed up and in and a plus one. Ravens would have been better off if the first one just fallen because Dreckman is coming back to the free throw line and another Lady Raven foul. It's going to be their fourth of the third quarter. It is going to be the second of the game by Jennifer Jacobs. And at the line, looking for that conventional three, Madison Dreckman. And it won't go in again. She misses a free throw. Still 37-35, Benedictine by a pair. Down to 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens, Reigns backs in, stops in the lane, has to dish it out on top. Nicholson, a very long three, perfect. Wow. Kennedy Nicholson coming up big with that shot. Her first three of the afternoon. 40-35 BC. A little over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. To see Mount Mercy. Again, they're utilizing the big in the middle, although they love the three, and they put up another one, won't go in. Ravens with the rebound, and here comes Kramer. Terrain, she'll go three. It's short. And board back down to Mount Mercy and Headington. They work it off topside. Ravens staying their player defense. Straight away three. And that thing is so short, it hits the bottom of the net as it shoots beneath the basket. So that thing had to be 2.5 feet short. For Benedictine, a switch at the three as Aaliyah Reigns will check out. And back into the game, here comes Josie Weiser, the 5'11 senior from Nortonville, Kansas, out of JC. And a lot of JC and fans and players here today. They've come to take in the game. 4:20 to go. Shot from the top. Kennedy, this one won't fall in. And a rebound is tipped around. Now it's on the floor. Players rolling around in a scrum for the basketball. Jump ball called possession will come to Benedictine. Last player off the deck is Mount Mercy's Marfal. And Malia, officials checking on her, making sure she's okay. And she's, I'm fine. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Wade, Rodinghouse to the Raven 5. Benedictine brings it in. The ball gets loose on the floor. Mount Mercy is going to steal it away to the Lady Ravens, missing an opportunity to stretch what is now only a 5-point lead. Mustangs taking it down the court, dumping it over to the right side, working directly in front of head coach Tim Shearing. Now the feed to the block, and the shot rejected by Josie. She saw what was coming, placed into the lane, launched herself, and got a full extension on her. On that block, knocking it out of bounds. Shot clock still at 16. It'll belong to Mount Mercy at their baseline, but just inside 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Again, Mount Mercy's had the an enviable position to be battling from behind all day. Here's a baseline jumper, and it's up and good from the left side. Carly Krogman's first second half points and her sixth of the game, and it's 40-37. 3:40 to go, third quarter. Benedictson to Josie. Oh, what a great first move on, and then missed the driving layup. A fabulous first move, and then did not finish the shot. Back up with a become at Mount Mercy. Down the left side, and coming down the court, and probably a little frustration involved in that foul as Josie will pick up her first of the day. But Benedictson is well over the third quarter limit, so coming to the free throw line. Mount Mercy, and stepping up there is going to be Malia Marple. Marple, first free throw, not even close. Malia is a 69% free throw shooter, 58 of 84 this year. Averages over 10 points a game. Second free throw is good. That is her third point this afternoon, so the Ravens have done a really good job holding her well below her normal numbers. And for Benedictson, another big possession with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Leading by two, they just want to be sure to try to keep Mount Mercy away from that opportunity to take a lead away. I'd like to have that two-possession lead. Mount Mercy's, interestingly enough, switched to a zone defense. Here's Rodinghouse to Dubert. She'll put up a runner from the left side that misses. And a rebound underneath Rodinghouse. That was well done. Back to Dubert. Nicholson with it. Left edge. Back over to Josie. She's aching to get that shot away. Can't connect on it. Rebound underneath to Wade. Hits it and draws a foul. A big three-point opportunity for the Lady Ravens. The foul is going to be on the Madison Skelton. It'll be her second, and Mount Mercy's really in no foul trouble at all. I mean, they've got hardly anyone, two players with more than one foul, and that's only two. The free throw is up and good for Riley Wade, and those three are her first points today. Benedictson back up five with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Here's an uncontested three. It is up and very short, but the rebound cleared away off the floor by Mount Mercy. And driving into the middle of the basketball is going to be Headington. Now to the left side as Josie reaches in and fouls Dreckman. If you're Mount Mercy, you want the ball in the hands of Madison Dreckman. If you're Madison Dreckman, you want the ball in the hands of Madison Dreckman. If you're Benedictson, you want the ball in pretty much anyone else's hands. But Madison Dreckman is... what has she got now? 17 points and has missed some free throws today, which is uncharacteristic, and misses another one right there. Very much unlike her. Again, a 69% free throw shooter. This one is going to be good. She is 4 of 8 at the free throw line today. 43-39. BC in front with 2:20 to go in the third. And Allie Kramer bringing it up the floor. Lady Ravens on offense. And I'm just thrilled to look around this gym and to see this crowd here today on Senior Day. Little give and go. Dubert has it stripped out of her hands. And again, that was Dreckman with the steal. Here comes Mount Mercy. They trail by 4. Sweep it around to the left side, into the corner to Krogman. Turning around, her shot is up. No good. Rebound. Reigns had it, lost it. Battle for the ball, and it's going to be taken down. Here comes Kramer. Goes to the other end. Knocks it down for 2. Absolute tenacity. My Benedictson and Allie Kramer collecting her 7th point. 45-39. She just would not give up on that loose basketball, and when she came down with it, she had momentum going to the other end of the court and outran her defender for the layup. Here's a jump shot up, no good. Wade catches the ball on the fly, and Benedictson into the forecourt. Coach Folsom on his feet, waving his team down the floor, saying, pick up the tempo. Dubert for 3. Coming up short, rebound, Dreckman. Mount Mercy coming back the other way. Madison Dreckman is exhausted out there. She is dragging, coming up and down the floor. But she's got the ball, the 6'2" player. handles it down the floor, goes right, spins into the lane, backs away, shoots, and they're going to give it to her plus one. Wow. What a continuation. And Dreckman coming to the free throw line. Again, she is 4 of 8 at the free throw line. 20 points for Madison Dreckman already this afternoon. And that free throw making it 21. It is 45-42, and we're in the last minute of the third quarter. That foul, by the way, was on Rodinghouse, if you're taking care of your scorebook at home. Shot from the left side, off the window, and Gunn reigns in the game, puts it in. Aaliyah has a half a dozen, 47-42. Shot clock, game clock, still about 10 seconds separating them. As we're at the late moments of the third. Back it in. Mount Mercy, no room, comes out on top. Tips it there to Carly Krogman. Back into the right corner, Madison Skelton. Krogman again, drops a shoulder, leans in, shot up short, rebounding it down. It's going to be Nicole. They brought Stork in for the late moments of this third quarter, and the Ravens are going to get the final shot. 9 seconds, now 7. Rolling it down toward the end of the third. Driving in is going to be Kramer. Twist, turn, spin, shoots. It won't fall, and the third quarter is over. We'll be back here in the Nolan Gymnasium going to the fourth in the women's game. It's Benedictine 47, Mount Mercy 42.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Going to the fourth quarter in the ladies' game, Benedictine leading by 5. It's 47-42. Madison Dreckman of Mount Mercy. 21 points already today. She is the fourth leading scorer in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. She averages 16.2 a game. She's third in rebounding. She averages over 9 rebounds a game. She's at 8 already after 3. Last time these two teams met, she had 24, 5, and 5. So she is absolutely a force in the middle. Third three quarters, Benedictine hitting 40% of their shots, 19 of 47. Mount Mercy, 16 of 49. Lady Ravens continue to struggle from the outside at 2 of 14. Mount Mercy, not much better, 3 of 13. Fourth quarter is going to be a good one. Lady Ravens are good here at home, and that's going to help them. This huge crowd and the fact that they are 8-2 in the Nolan Gymnasium in the conference this year. And we're going to get a foul right away in the fourth quarter, away from the ball, and turning around, having a few words, Madison Dreckman shares her thoughts on that with the official as she picks up. Now is that her third foul today? So Madison Dreckman. Make that her second foul. Turnaround shot in the middle. It's up and good. Aaliyah Raines with 8. 49-42. Lady Ravens pushing it to a 7-point lead. 9.5 to go in the third quarter. Mount Mercy, 14-foot jumper is in. And that is going to be Headington. 49-44. Now, Benedictine has really slowed this thing down. Way on top side with it, Allie Kramer. Kramer, Dubert, Wade, Reigns, and Stork. The Raven 5. Stork, a little turnaround in the lane, putting it up too quickly, but missing it. Gets her own rebound. Lady Ravens are going to drive back in. The pass on top. Reigns steps into the lane. Off the window. Don't drop. Tough break for BC right there. You can hear the kind of groan from the crowd. Back up with it. Mount Mercy, their running shot, no good, but a whistle, a foul, and free throws coming up for the Lady Mustangs. The foul is going to be on Nicole Stork. It'll be her first foul today. It'll be Benedictine's first foul of the fourth quarter. Riley Wade is going to check out. Jennifer Jacobs is back in for Coach Folsom. And coming to the line for Mount Mercy, we're going to get Malia Marfel. Malia is one of two at the free throw line this afternoon with 3 points. This one is good. Marfel, a 5 foot, 10 inch junior from Honolulu. Again, averages 10 a game. That was her fourth point today. This one, way short. Rebound, tipped out, and the Ravens are going to save it. Here comes Kramer, or rather, here comes Dubert. Lauren Dubert races up the floor, kicks it left. Brains will feed underneath. Jacob shot, no. Rebound, Nicole, no. Rebound, Nicole. Back to Kramer. Little hook pass behind her, hit to Dubert, and a long three. What a shot, Lauren Dubert! Give her the three! 11 for Dubert, and it's 52-45, Benedictine. 8-10 to play. Working right in front of their own bench, Mount Mercy with the basketball. Out on top, Marfel. She'll pull up the 17-footer, miss it, rebound. Kramer, alley, outlet pass. Reigns on the floor once, tosses over, doesn't get it to fall. And a rebound swept away, Mount Mercy. And again, 6 foot, 2 inch, Madison Dreckman handles the ball and bringing it up the floor. Here's a three from the top of the key. He's very wide to the right side. The rebound is going to be chased back down by the Mustangs, and they'll save it, bring it out on top. 7.5 to play in the game. They'll feed it back door where the jumper's up and in. The bucket for Anais Bonamason is her fifth point. 52-47. Mount Mercy refuses to go away with 7:20 to play. Stork has it left side. Her shot is up and missing. Not sure if Dreckman got a bit of it or not, but she was there for the rebound. And once again, Mount Mercy up the floor. 7 minutes to play. Mustangs with the ball, trying to get by only five. Dreckman backs in, turns, shoots, off the way to no good. That was a good bit of defense by Jennifer Jacobs. Ravens run, 2-on-2, spinning in. Kramer, what a big-time play. Reversing direction, a clockwise 360 spin, and Allie Kramer has 9. 54-47, and 6:40 to play. That's a lot of time. Benedictine continues to play well. Has never relinquished the lead today. Pass over to the right side. Now the feed underneath the goal. The ball's batted. It's on the floor. Two players dive on it. And Kramer on the floor and jumping on her is Headington. Crowd not liking how that all came down. And we're going to get a trio of substitutions for Benedictine. We're going to get a pair checking in for Mount Mercy. And we're at 6:24 to go. Let's reset the fives. Mount Mercy is going to have Strukin and Marple, Bonamason, Dreckman, and Headington. Benedictine has Kramer out on top. There's Jacobs to Weiser with Nicholson and Mishiraka. Kennedy takes it deep in the right side, lobs it out on top to Josie. Throw it past in the middle, crossed over to the right, spinning, there's no room. Now the feet in the middle, Jacobs goes in, draws the foul, and she's coming to the line for a couple. Not only, okay, is Madison Dreckman a really solid offensive player, but on that last sequence, she dictated that the Ravens did not get the ball in the middle. BC was a little intimidated by her presence, kicked the ball back out, passing up a short shot. And the first free throw is up and missed by Jennifer Jacobs. She looks for her 10th point of the game. 5:57 to play, 54-47. Ravens in front. Second free throw, airborne, and it is also no good. Rebound is on the floor. Cleared away by Madison Dreckman. With that rebound, Dreckman has a double-double. Mustangs undefended. Three is up and good. And it is a 4-point game. BC will walk it up court. That three-point shot by Skelton. Only her fifth win of the game. She did not score at all in the first half. 54-50. Shot outside. It's up and good. 56-50. They're going to say that was a long two-point shot for Benedictine. And back up, and it will come Mount Mercy. They'll go for another three. This one rims off no good. Boarding it down. Kramer races up the floor. She is 3-on-3. Goes in the middle. Kicks it to Kyra. Her shot too soft. Her follow shot, she gets fouled. And Kyra was just not ready for that beautiful pass from Kramer. She got it a little out of kilter. And as she puts it up, the Ravens fortunate that foul gets called. We're getting a timeout. No, we're just getting a substitution coming in. Josie Weiser, by the way, hitting a two-point shot a moment ago. She now has four in the ball game in, what, a dozen minutes here this afternoon. Checking out of the game for Mount Mercy, Griffin, and back in is going to be Marfel. Free throws for Miss Jiraka. First one, perfect. Kyra, pretty good free throw shooter all in all. That is, she's now 2 out of 3 today. Second one, that one won't go in. And the rebound underneath, it is going to be Dreckman. Her 11th rebound this afternoon to go with her 21 points. Benedictine leading it by a 57-50 margin. 4:44 to go. Mount Mercy down the left side of the lane. Stop there. Nicholson's defense. They'll shoot or beyond her, and it can't get it to fall. Kennedy was in great position. Now she's going to bring it up the floor. Bounce it inside. Tries to get it to Jacobs, and Nicholson goes to the floor. Is there a foul? And it's going to be on Kennedy. It'll be her first foul of the ball game, and Benedictine will pick up, what, their second fourth quarter foul. So we've still got 4:28 to play. Not a particularly high-scoring game. 57-50. Mount Mercy down the floor, running one-handed shot. It's up and good for Marfel. 57-52. 4:11 left. For Benedictine, patience on some of these possessions might be a good feature. And now we're going to have a foul on the near side against Mount Mercy's Tatum Griffin. Once again, we talked about it earlier, Mount Mercy knocking down 10 three-pointers. The first time these two teams met, they are only 4 of 16 from outside today. Trail Benedictine by 5, 57-52. Dubert, another long three. And that from the same spot is perfect again. Lauren Dubert, a couple of fourth quarter threes. She's got 14 now, and it's 60-52. With 3.5 minutes to go. From the left side, just outside the block, the short shot up won't go for Dreckman, but she gets fouled. And coming to the line looking for her first points of the fourth quarter. The foul on Jennifer Jacobs, and that will be her third today. The other night, Benedictine was held only 50 points at Park back on Wednesday. 16 in the first half. They've been able to overcome that a little bit tonight. 60 right now with 3:37 to go. Free throw. It's up and in. So Dreckman hits them both. It is 60-54. And now they'll steal the Raven inbound. Baseline three. Got it. From deep to the left side. 5. Quick points. And it's 60-57. Again, the Raven lead very quickly trimmed to 3. And we've still got 3:20 to go. Nicholson into the lane. Stopped at the free throw line. Kicks it out on top to Jacobs. Swings it over to the left side. Dubert to Jacobs, who backs in through 3 defenders, and with the left hand scores it anyway. Beautiful play by Jennifer Jacobs, and we're going to get a timeout after the score. Taking a break, Joseph, with only 3:04 to go in the ladies' game. A great finish in store. Benedictine 62, Mount Mercy 57.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Show for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Absolutely impressed with the fantastic crowd. We go inside 3 minutes to play in this ladies' game. Guys still coming up yet, so hang on for that. Here's the feed into the middle of the layup is going to be missed. Rebounding it down is Jacobs. Here comes Benedictine. Kramer, Dubert, Jacobs, Reigns, and Miss Sciarocca out of the floor for Coach Folsom. Benedictine will feed to the right side of the lane. Kyra has it on the court once, twice, kicks it back to the right. Driving across is Kramer, out on top. Dubert sidesteps the defender. Another three. That one will not go. And rebounding it down is going to be Mount Mercy and Malia Marple. There's a running three on the other end. No. And Dreckman, she's trying to just put her team on her shoulders here. She has 23 points. Launch that three. She is 2 of 8 from three today, so it's not like it's out of her character to put that shot up. Here's another left-handed spinning shot, up and good for Jennifer Jacobs. Now 64-57. Another three-pointer and another miss for Dreckman. Benedictine coming up the floor now, Coach Folsom on his feet, telling his team, slow this thing down. We're down to 1:40 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine with a basketball, leading it by 7, but that lead can get away in a hurry if you allow Mount Mercy some possessions. Ravens are going to run some time. They're down to 14 on the shot clock. Here comes Rain. She'll drive and shoot and hit it in a plus one. How about that? Headington picks up the personal foul. It will be her fourth this afternoon. And coming to the free throw line for Benedictine for the conventional three-point opportunity is going to be Aaliyah Raines. Boy, it got quiet in here, and that free throw's good. Raines in double-figure scoring now with 11 points. 67-57, Benedictine, and 1:15 remains. Little head fake, little behind-the-back pass. Oh, that was a play. And then a push in the back to deny the layup by the BC defense. We're down to 1:10 to go. We're going to see Mount Mercy coming to the free throw line with Anais Bonamason. Coach Shearing has not gone particularly deep into the bench. We've only seen 8 players. The first free throw rattles around and rolls in. Bonamason is 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, has a half a dozen points today. One more shot coming up here from the young lady from France. Second free throw, no. Ravens are going to rebound it down, and up the floor they come, leading by 9, 67-58. And we're down to 1 minute to play. Out on top, Dubert to Reigns. To Jacobs. Back over to the left to Reigns. Slapped out of her hand. She goes back and covers it up. And we're going to get a Benedictine timeout to save that possession. And let's do it. Taking a break, Joseph. Only 48 seconds to play in the ladies' game. It's Benedictine 67, Mount Mercy 58.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Seconds separate the Benedictine Lady Ravens from their 18th win of the year and from a victory over a really good Mount Mercy team here in the NOLA this afternoon. Welcome back, everybody. Guys, game still on tap, coming up approximately the top of the hour, and it looks like it's going to be able to get off on time easily enough. Mount Mercy's players walking out on the floor. No zip in their step. Marvel, Bonamason, Skelton, Dreckman, Headington, Benedictine will bring it in. They'll lob it for Jacobson. Not a real good inbound pass. It was well out of reach and angling out of bounds, and it's going to get away out of bounds. Now we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Shearing from Mount Mercy. We're going to hang on to it right here. Here's kind of how it's shaken down. Okay, you come into the Heart of America Athletic Conference standings. We're down to the last, after today, two games remaining. Benedictine, 17-8 right now. Clark is at 24 wins. First place, pretty well locked up. Grandview, 22 wins. Definitely got second place locked up. For Benedictine at 17, with Mid-America at 15 wins, Mount Mercy, 16 wins. Those three teams battling for that third and fourth spot in the guaranteed first-round home game that comes with them. So, every win here in this last week, huge. And for the BC girls today, this win here today is going to go a long way to securing them a home game. And now the inbound pass is going to be out of bounds. It will be off the fingertips of Madison Dreckman, and here comes Benedictine. Madison Dreckman's hometown, Lamars, Iowa. He used to go to Lamars all the time when Westmar was a part of the conference the Ravens were in Lamars, Iowa. Just up this side of Orange City, if you're wondering where it's at. Here's a shot missed for the Ravens, rebounding it back down. Mount Mercy, the give and go to the right side of the running lane, is up and in for Strukin. Her fifth point of the game. We're going to get another timeout by Mount Mercy. Joseph, once again, we're going to hang on to it right here. It is 67-60 with 11 seconds to play. You look down the conference and toward the bottom, you've got the four home teams. You got the next teams. And then looking to get into the tournament, well, Baker's out, William Penn out. They're done. But you've got five teams battling for that last couple of spots to get into the tournament. Missouri Valley with a dozen wins. Central Methodist a dozen. Peru State at 11. Park with 11. And Grayson with 10. And Culver with 9. So of those seven teams, four of them are going to make the tournament, and three of them are not. And it is a long way from being decided there. Games coming up this afternoon. Central Methodist at Park. That is huge. William Penn at Peru State. Peru needs to win there. Baker at Culver Stockton. Culver needing to beat Baker. Probably should. Graceland in America. That is another big game for these teams battling and jockeying for position to make and then to stay in that conference tournament. The inbound pass is going to be slapped away. It goes out of bounds. It'll come back into Benedictine with 4 seconds to go. And the Lady Ravens on the cusp of win number 18. Of course, we always talk about Gus and I, especially on Sport Look, when we're discussing these things and kind of reviewing them. But the magic number is 20. About two game clap for Benedictine. And they, with this game now in the book, have won 18. Final score this afternoon in the Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 67. Mount Mercy, 60. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Lady Ravens pick up a big win at home here this afternoon over Mount Mercy to avenge that earlier loss this season. BC winning it 67-60. And let's recap this scoring for you. First of all, for the Mustangs, it just starts and stops with Madison Dreckman, right? Madison, 23 points, 12 rebounds, double-double today. Dreckman, absolutely the champion of her team. Following her, no other Mount Mercy player in double-figure scoring, but Annika Headington had 9, 6 apiece for Malia Marple and Anais Bonamason. Madison Skelton, Sadie Strukin, each had 5. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, you had 3 players making it to double-digit scoring this afternoon, and Laura Dubert with 14 led the way. 13-9 for Jennifer Jacobs and 11 for Aaliyah Raines. It was a 9-point game for Allie Kramer, 7 this afternoon for Kennedy Nicholson. Thank you. 7 for Nicholson. You ended up with a Josie Weiser 4-point game, Riley Wade 3, and 2 for Riley Roddinghouse. A little recognition going on out of the floor right now for the seniors who are being recognized, getting their final home, well, not really their final home game, but their senior day game, because these Ravens are going to be right back at home on Wednesday. We're going to be with them as BC has 2 of the last 3 games here in the Nolan. And then a week from today, we're going to be up at Graceland for the final game of the regular season. See what we're going to do, Joseph? We're going to take a break, and we'll be back here in the Nolan Gym. Guys game coming up at the top of the hour. Again, the final score in the first contest. Benedictine Lady Ravens 67, Mount Mercy 60. We'll be back. But first, Joseph, keep them in your good hands.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Post Game Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.